It is 12:04 p.m. This is Molly. You're listening to Chatting with Molly on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to this week's edition of Chatting with Molly. A big shout out to DJ D for our last hour. And actually, this weekend, DJ D and I will be DJing together at someone's 40th birthday party. So very exciting DJ events coming up. And today we will have a very special guest. Her name is Paige, and she will be with us shortly. She actually is a very talented musician. She was one of my OG guests on my 6 a.m. show last year and is a vet to the Chatting with Molly stage. And so this week we might be getting more music because hopefully we'll be able to play some of her music and hear about her writing process and her whole journey on that. But for now, we're going to hear a little Poetry and Stars by Brooke Sierra.
It's been so long, could really use a taste now. And I'm so cold, could really use some love. So let's go back to poetry and stars now. When we made love and danced under the sun. I can't feel my
What's your record on? Tell me your favorite song.
Alrighty, we had a few classics we just played there. We had a little Put Your Records On, This Will Be an Everlasting Love, which always reminds me of a combination of the eHarmony commercials and the Cinderella story by Hillary Duff. Anyways, we have a very special guest in the studio right now. Guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hello. My name is Paige. Molly's a great friend of mine, and I'm just honored to be here today and chat with Molly.
Amazing. And we are honored to have you as well. Shoot, there's that buzzing again. Dang it. Well, hopefully that gets settled out. So first, I'd like to say, I kind of already said this before you were up here, that you are an OG guest of mine on the 6 a.m. slot.
Mm.
Very fun. And I still remember we went to Carm afterwards, which is a dining hall. And that was actually a pretty fun routine. I liked kind of coming here and then having my day nice and early.
Yeah.
But yeah. And so, do you want to tell us a little bit? So, as I mentioned, Paige is a wonderful musician. She was involved, she is still involved with the a cappella scene, Essence group on campus, but also just has always had a beautiful passion for music. Mm-hmm. And over winter break, actually produced an EP.
Yeah.
Is that an accurate summary of what happened?
Yeah.
Okay, amazing.
Exactly what happened.
Do you want to tell us like what inspired you to write these songs and which one you want to play first or what they mean to you?
Sure. I think the majority of these songs and I guess the peak of my inspiration for them was definitely over the summer, this past summer. I was home and I had a lot of time and space to just create and feel comfortable creating. And actually one of my favorite songs on the EP was not even planned. It just kind of came out very spontaneously after like, I think it was Charlie's Angels. Like it was
really
a very
amazing
random movie.
Yeah.
That I ended up like inspiring a song from.
And yeah. which one is that?
That's Believer.
Believer.
Yeah, I think that's definitely my favorite on the EP. But yeah, this is, I guess, the first project that I've ever, publicly put out there. And so I think it's just exciting to just produce these songs to the best of my ability and put them out there. I think that was just the goal.
Yeah. We were just talking about like production ability, and here at WMFO we are currently in Studio A, but we have this thing called Studio B where we have a whole recording setup with like industry standard recording system, and these two students kind of set up this system that people can get trained to record, and Paige recently became one of those certified recorders, which is very exciting. So she can not only kind of like host her own sessions and have the freedom and like huge bandwidth to make her own new music, but can also help others record their cool stuff, and including like podcasts and stuff, right? So Maybe if I want to just have a monologue that's professionally recorded, I'll hit you up and we can make that happen.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, there's a lot of capabilities in that space. And yeah. I'm just super fortunate that like we have access to this.
Yeah.
So easily.
That is awesome. So first up, we're going to listen to Believer because that is the title of the EP. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And also what we just talked about. And very exciting, you can find Paige's music under Pahj, which is P-A-H-J on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, wherever you get your music. And has a little blue album cover, very beautiful. Who did the art on that?
I did.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's sick. Okay, so your singing pseudonym, should I say this is like by Pahj or is this by Paige Shepherd? You know?
I don't know.
This is the turning point in your career.
Yeah, clearly. I guess Pahj still hasn't reached its full potential in
I think it's by Pahj, right?
Yeah, it's definitely time to start.
Yeah, here we go. Okay. Next up is Believer by Pahj. Alrighty, that was Believer by Pahj. And so next up, we're going to get a little Wait, Wait, and then Yes to Always, and then Never Wrong. And then we can kind of recap it all and talk about it. Or like, is that, or how would you like the listening experience to go? Was the order on the EP significant or?
I think... Yeah, there was definitely some thought put into that. Never Wrong was first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Technically. So Never Wrong was one of the first songs I've like ever like written.
Wow.
Written.
And when did you write that?
It had to be at some point in high school.
Okay.
I think it was one of the first songs that I like felt like in its full form could actually like be a good
song.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that one was definitely important to have on the EP. So I think that's why it was first.
Okay. Well, because we started with Believer, we'll end with Never Wrong.
Yeah.
And cool. Okay, so next up is Wait, Wait. Do you want to tell our listeners what this is about or what inspired this?
Yeah, I think I just wanted to bring a different approach to the idea of, you know, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
And not, you know, coming off in a, I don't know, egotistical way or coming off as too, like, aggressive or anything. I just wanted to encompass that hope for the future and that excitement of what I know and see and the visions and plans that I have for myself in the future and knowing that they exist, but just enjoying that process and knowing that, you know, eventually that they'll come into, like, actually manifest.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's and awesome. All these songs on the EP, too, also just different influences. So this song was very influenced by Tub Thumping by, like, Chumbawamba.
Oh, very
and
nice.
It's a combination of that and Hanson Mbop.
Okay.
Those are two songs that they just feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's something that I love to explore in my music is just like themes of songs that just feel good. And it's like, what's in there and how can I like also incorporate that into like my sound?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That is awesome. And how do, so this is a little bit off topic, but if you wanted to take an existing song and like cover it or change it or do like some type of modification on it, how does that work with copyrights and like uploading your music on Spotify?
That's a good question. I believe that I think there's a way in which definitely on YouTube there's definitely freedom there, just
right.
in the sense of like
yeah
you're not really making money off
right.
of it.
Right.
But I mean, I personally haven't, you know, released like music on like platforms that are covers.
Right.
But I think depending on the situation, it could be similar to YouTube.
Okay.
In that way.
Got it.
But I think it just depends on like the caliber of like the artist.
Yeah.
And if it like borders into like
copyright infringement.
Yeah
Got it. Well, up next is Wait, Wait by Paj.
Tell you
So that was Wait, Wait. And we are pausing a bit in between songs because I believe we will have a caller. A caller that I think all of my listeners are very familiar with. I wonder, maybe I can give him a little nudge to call in. But this caller recently returned from a grand voyage, and I'm sure he will tell us about it when he gets on air. And I haven't seen him since winter break. Oh, here we go. All righty. I always need a... Wait. Let's see if I can just do this. Hello?
Hello, Chatting with Molly. This is a dedicated listener.
Hello, dedicated listener. Thank you for calling in. You want to introduce yourself?
Yes. I am a dedicated listener from Iowa, who, by the way, loves Taja's music. I think she's a very talented musician, and I particularly love the fact that she writes her own music. You know, you hear a lot of young people who are musicians, but they just cover other people's music. And in my experience, the ones who just cover other people's music don't last long. The ones who write their own music are real musicians and last long. And by the way, I'm Molly's father.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
So, listener, what did you recently return from? And can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. As other dedicated listeners of your show might know, I recently sailed on the Queen Victoria from San Francisco to Hawaii to Bali to New Zealand to Australia to Hong Kong and Singapore in the months of February and March, and just flew back from Singapore this weekend. And by the way, I had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful trip.
Wow.
And I called into Molly's show most weeks and for like the middle of the night from the deck of the Queen Victoria in the middle of the Indian Ocean.
He did, and it was quite special, I think. Probably our farthest reaching listener. I mean, you never know my reach in Asia, but
true dedication.
I would say probably our farthest yet. And
I was exactly 12 hours difference from you and in the Southern Hemisphere. So that's about as close to the other end of the world as you can get.
I would agree. So if you could give us three either aspects of the trip or specific memories that you'd like to share that were really just unforgettable highlights, what would they be?
Well, the first was in Sydney, Australia. We docked by the Sydney Opera House and that famous Harbour Bridge. And we were there for two nights. So during the night, the evening, I went to the opera at the Sydney Opera House with a lot of my fellows on the board. And we saw Puccini's Turandot in the Sydney Opera House. And it was a wonderful production, and it was a magical night. And it's a memory that will stay with me for the rest of my life. Sydney is a beautiful, wonderful, welcoming city.
Wow. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Any other highlights?
Yeah, Hong Kong was memorable in a more of a mixed way. Hong Kong, it has an incredible press of people. So, you know, some good, some bad. Very impressive city, and I was very happy to see it. But Sydney was unmixedly, you know, positive and warm and welcoming. Hong Kong was very impressive. And other than Hong Kong, I really liked Auckland, New Zealand, which I really never given a lot of thought to. But it was a lovely, lovely, lovely city. And, you know, every other sentence of everyone you meet in Auckland was, well, you know, we won the America's Cup from America a few years ago, and we're going to have a rematch in 2021. So they're really into sailing in New Zealand. They're really into beating the U.S. For the America's Cup, which will be held in Auckland Harbor next time.
Wow. Well, that sounds just about amazing. And I'm so glad that you're home safe, but also that you had a wonderful journey.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. Good to talk to you. Congratulations to Paj. It's really great to see a musician, a young musician, particularly a young musician who writes her own music, and particularly a young musician who writes her own music, which is really good music, and has been doing so since high school. Good for you. You're a for real musician.
Thank you so much.
All right.
And Molly, you're a for real radio broadcaster. I really admire you as a broadcaster and love you as a daughter.
Oh, thanks, Dad. And I don't know if you heard at the beginning, but I'm actually doing, I'm helping out a professional DJ this weekend at this woman's birthday party, and I'm going to be like doing a real DJ set.
You're a real
DJ. Well, send me the specs. Me and Mom will tune in.
All righty. It was lovely talking to you, Dad, and I hope you have a wonderful Wednesday.
Lovely talking to you and lovely listening to Paj. Have a wonderful day, both you ladies. Congratulations, and talk to you both soon. Bye,
sweetie. Bye. Alrighty, and my father is 100% correct in saying that this music is really awesome, and it's just like, it's such a feat. First of all, thank you for like being very vulnerable, you know? You're creating your art, and you're just, like, setting it out for the world to hear, and we thank you. And it's just, like, it's so cool to see someone work so passionately about something they care about. And I know how much hard work has gone into this. So, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's something that I feel like I can't even help but just create.
Yeah. That's great. So next up is Yes to Always. Do you have any words you'd like to share?
Yeah, this song is definitely has more of a, you know, hip hop influence. But the message is very similar, just in the sense of positivity. This song definitely encapsulates the theme of just being in the receptive mode and just putting yourself in a position to say yes, and all the opportunities surrounding you is as long as you get out of your own way kind of a thing.
So. Totally. I have my housemate Claire, we often say, gotta say yes in life, and you gotta do things, and I love that gung-ho attitude. And that's kind of like with this thing on Saturday, I could have told him, you know, oh, I'm busy, I have a lot going on, but I'm just gonna go to a random birthday party and DJ. You gotta say yes in life.
I agree.
Yes to Always, up next by Paj. Alrighty, that was Yes to Always. And I just asked Paige a question. And I asked her whether, if she had to choose between writing and producing, making the beats, figuring out all that needs to be figured out with the song, versus singing and performing and executing, which parts would you prefer?
I would say, I think where I get to be more creative is definitely on the production side. Believe it or not, I don't know if that's counterintuitive, but I think, well, at this kind of stage in my career, I guess, I have the most experience with arranging, and I enjoy finding ways to, you know, how can I twist this? How can I make it my own? And how can I play with this instrumentation or bring this kind of thing out? And maybe it's the fact that it's a bit of a delay of having that time to figure that out. Whereas, I guess, when you're performing, it's just kind of like, that's like, well, there's definitely practice that goes into that. Yeah. But it's more of an instant, like, reaction. Right.
And so where does a lot of your arranging experience come from?
It comes from, I guess, how I originally started getting into, well, yeah, I think how I definitely started to get into production. But even before that, I've just been singing all my life, and so harmonies have been something that I enjoy and like love to play with. And even with a cappella, like I've been able to do a lot of arrangements there,
yeah,
which I'm grateful for. But even as I was just starting to produce, I was basically listening to songs I liked over and over and trying to like pick out those pieces and instruments and figuring out how to recreate those, and then being able to translate that into, you know, how can I do this in a layman's terms, like in GarageBand.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that also takes some arranging too. So
That is awesome. And I'm seeing some flashing behind us, but I don't think it's a phone, but that's okay. And okay, so up next we will have your final song, Never Wrong. And yeah, this was your OG song.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty special.
Yeah, it's great.
Amazing.
I like it too.
So this is Never Wrong by Paj.
You know the melodies are not that far. Ooh, when I close my eyes and let myself play, all my pains and worries melt away from me. In the heart music ignites a fire, says go forth and set the world on fire.
Never Wrong by Paj, and that rounds out the Believer EP. And now I'd love to talk to you. I know we've kind of talked about this, but so Paige and I used to have a lot of classes together, and we were both mechanical engineers, and then Paige decided to kind of shift a bit. And do you want to kind of tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. So, let's see. The end of sophomore year, I was taking my mechanical engineering courses.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, things like thermodynamics, you know, learning about refrigerators, where it kind of like crossed my mind, like, I don't know if this information will be particularly useful to me.
Right.
And I feel like college is hard enough, like, no matter what you pick.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like it only made sense to me to, like, pick something that's enjoyable.
Right.
Yeah, and just kind of knowing, I guess just taking a chance, but, you know, deciding to, you know, redirect myself.
Yeah.
In more of the way that I wanted to go in and kind of see myself going. And so what I did was, well, basically expanded the types of material that I was able to learn. So mm-hmm. instead of just limiting myself to mechanical engineering, expanding it to also aspects of electrical engineering and music. So basically, I took the music engineering minor we have here at Tufts, and that has three tracks, sound recording and production, acoustic instrument design, and electronic music instrument design.
Okay.
And basically combined all three tracks, and I'm taking courses in all three tracks mm-hmm. to make
like a major.
One major, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I'm still learning important engineering skills.
Yeah.
But now it's just, now I'm getting more of the electrical side and being able to kind of connect those themes to actually cater to something that I'd actually want to do. Like, I'm definitely interested in going into like consumer electronics and helping to, you know, innovate in that space.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I realized this maybe like deep down, like when I was a kid, like I'd always wanted to be an inventor.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this was just kind of another way of like that manifesting yeah. itself.
Inventing a major, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm so happy that you kind of shifted, because I know like we would talk and in mechanical engineering, the biggest question is like, okay, what do you want to do with this? Because there's so many different things. And yeah. Paige was always like wanted to combine music and engineering. And yeah. I think this is just like such an awesome step for you mm-hmm. to take that into your own hands.
Yeah, it's super exciting. And another great thing is that once you kind of make that decision of whatever it is you want to do, you may think it's niche,
mm-hmm.
but as you look into it, there's like a whole world of that thing that's
oh,
like
yeah.
ready to greet you and
yeah.
is excited to find you. So
yeah.
So I see a lot of different ways that just combining music and technology and whatever people think when they think of music engineering
yeah.
Is not limiting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just see a lot of possibilities in that, because that's what I've decided to
Amazing.
Focus on. Yeah.
Great. So before I forget, we're going to have to play a little PSA. Let's do one about kitchen fire safety PSA. Fun fact, when I was in fourth grade, my mom was cooking latkes to bring in to my class to teach everyone in my class about Hanukkah. And we had like a really big kitchen fire in my house Ooh. And had to like not have a kitchen for a couple months. And it was Wow. pretty crazy. So now, thank goodness, my mom like burned her hands, which Ooh. Was pretty serious, and had to get her like wedding rings cut off and everything.
Whoa.
But other than that, everyone was safe and no one was like fatally hurt. So that is very lucky for us. And so let's play a little kitchen fire PSA.
This is Nate Bowman from Cal's 2 Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
Great. Well, I'm glad we just learned about kitchen fires and the safety precautions that we all need to take.
Yeah.
So, that kind of rounds out our hour. This is Molly and Paige listening to Paige's music on 91.5 Chatting with Molly, WMFO, Medford Test Freeform Radio. And I guess we'll get one last song. I've been really jiving to this song, and I discovered it on my Discover Weekly. I don't like know the artist that well, but it's called Gardens. So we'll play that to say goodbye.
I've been living my life different since the day I found peace. Some flowers, dandelions, poppies blooming all around me. Feels like I'm not confined to limitations like space and time. I've been expanding my bandwidth, there's something immeasurable. Take nothing for granted and watch your life become pleasurable. Like it did for me, never been this free. Wanna know what I've been doing lately, lately. I've been dancing in the garden of truth. All the flowers are dancing with me. So high from light, I ain't never ever gonna come down. Are you with me now?
Lately life's been feeling like a movie. I've been bubbling like jacuzzis. I'm not trying to front, but now I do what I want like Lil Uzi. You do you and I'ma do me. I've been turning over new leaves. I'm so high up in the sky, you think that I just rolled a doobie. But my drug of choice is peace. I'm so at ease, I'm trying to spread this feeling from the floor to ceiling like disease. Something crazy, epidemic. Happiness is living in me just like a tenant. And I bet that if you let it in, then you'll be feeling what I'm feeling. This amazing feeling, like if you blink, you miss. Now you're convinced it can't be real. You rub your eyes and pinch yourself, but nothing that you try will help. I know because I did the same thing. Only thing that's working is dancing in this garden of truth. All the flowers are dancing with me. And we're so high.
Tell me.